Wave Power. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Wave power is produced by the use of electricity generators placed on the surface of the ocean. Energy output is determined by wave height, wave speed, wave length, and water density. This technology is in a fledgling state. There's only a handful of experimental wave generator plants in operation around the world. A new analysis at Oregon State University concluded that large-scale wave energy systems are a comparatively steady, dependable energy source that could be integrated into the grid at lower costs than many other forms of renewable energy, including wind power. One advantage of wave power is that it has fewer issues with variability than wind and solar power. By balancing wave energy production over a large geographic area, variability can be dramatically reduced. The short-term generation of wave power can be predicted with a high degree of accuracy over timescales ranging from minutes to hours, and with some accuracy even on a seasonal or annual basis. One problem with wave power is that there's not a standard technology for exploiting it. There are currently a variety of approaches for extracting power from the waves, and it isn't clear which will be the best. Since wave power is still in the infancy of its development, it is not yet cost competitive on an overall basis. The Pacific Northwest has significant wave power resources. The Oregon State study looked at the potential for 500 megawatts of generating capacity in its region, which would be comparable to approximately 5 large wind farms. Wave power has a place in a diverse energy portfolio. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.